Let's talk about a famous Sunday school part of Scripture, the 19th chapter of Luke, verses 1 through 10. Good old Zacchaeus. A lot of us had Sunday school songs that we learned about. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was whatever that song. That has left my mind a long time ago. Jesus entered Jericho and was going through town. Suddenly a man whose name was Zacchaeus made his appearance. He was the senior tax collector and a very wealthy man. He kept trying to see which Jesus was, but was too short and could not see him through the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree. Not one of ours. He catch a glimpse of Jesus, who was to pass that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and spoke to him. Zacchaeus, come down. Hurry, because I'm to stay at your house today. Zacchaeus hurried down and welcomed him joyfully. All the others complained when they saw this happening. He's gone to stay at a sinner's house. But Zacchaeus stood his ground and said to the Lord, look, sir, I'm going to give half my property to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody, I'll pay him back four times the amount. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. The Son of Man has come to seek out and to save what is lost. I have some questions to ask. I'll make a list. What are the people like that Jesus would talk to? Any idea? Who would Jesus talk to? That's a tough one. We have everybody. Marilyn whispered what?
What did Grammy say? You could tell them.
Everybody. Was Jesus worried whether the person he talked to was perfect or not?
No.
No.
How many perfect people do you see here? Your life may depend on this. The answer is nobody. We all have one or two things. 10 or 12 things about which we're not perfect. Do you know what the neat thing about Jesus is? Even if you're a terrible tax collector, he'll talk to you. And I know you're not terrible tax collectors, are you? You're just beautiful children. Yeah, you are. And so we want to pray about how we all learn and live and grow. Let's pray. Lord, we're glad you talk to each and every one of us through Scripture, through people that love us. And pray you would continue to speak with our lives that we may grow up to be strong and good and faithful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You want to go to Sunday school? You want to stay?
You want to stay? You want to go?
Now, Joyce and I have been to Jericho. Interesting town. It is a desert oasis. And best places are in the middle of town, and the road into town is pretty much long and straight from Jerusalem. So you can see who's going to show up. So it's no big deal to know that Jesus was coming. Reputation precedes him, but also people who are out there have been beginning to fuss a little bit because here comes this Jesus from Nazareth. Amazingly enough, Jericho's way down there, Nazareth way up there. So the fact, the word gets around these trade routes in the Holy Land. And a man whose name was Zacchaeus is what the story is all about. Now, I have fun looking up the meaning of names. It's something we should probably all do, get some Bible dictionary. Now we can just go online and ask the meaning of name. Does anybody know the meaning of the name Zacchaeus? No, of course not. We've never looked it up. And when I look it up, I am floored by the meaning of his name. His name means pure. Clean. Wait a minute. How could a guy with a name like that be the chief tax collector? Oh, the Bible really is interesting. Sometimes in the people, if this guy could become pure and clean, I guess we all still have hope, don't we? He was the chief tax collector. Now, we love tax collectors in modern times, don't we? No. We make up as many jokes about them as we make up jokes about lawyers. And yeah, some of them are pretty awful, so I'm not going to give you the whole list of them. But one of them that was more recent in my finding was, what do you call 25 lawyers who are skydiving from an airplane? The answer is skeet. Yeah, and they get worse from there.
Skeet.
Yes, nobody would want to save a tax collector. Nobody likes to be caught with a tax collector. The interesting thing is, in the many congregations I've served, because I do interims, I've met a lot of government employees, including a couple tax collectors, and they are the nicest people you want to meet. They just have a tough job. And without them, the country doesn't work, because all the rest of us are trying to get out of paying taxes. Now, taxation was a little different back in the time of Jesus. And apparently, this pure, clean guy had purchased the right to collect taxes. He had purchased that shingle to hang out about his house, put over the door, saying, I am the official guy. And he could then hire people to collect the taxes. Now, the way that worked was, the tax collectors knew what the Romans wanted from whatever crops they were raising and doing, so they collected that, but they all charged a fee. We called it, they cheated under the table, they called it a fee. And so when you paid your taxes, you had to pay the tax collector, until the tax collector was happy. And the tax collector wasn't happy unless he had a fee to pay the chief tax collector, who usually wanted a large fee. So the corruption of the system was amazing. And because it was so corrupt and so profitable, if he was lucky enough to get this right from the Roman government to be the chief tax collector in the Jericho region, he lived in a big house. Had a lot of stuff, and nobody liked him. How could you not like pure and clean? And then we get this incident where he's in the tree. Now, the Sunday school stories that I learned about implied that he was a short guy and wanted to get up where he could see Jesus. People have also raised the possibility that people so disliked him, they chased him up the tree. I'll go with that one. I think he lived in seclusion in the middle of Jericho in this biggest house in town with the most money in town. And when he went out, his life was probably a little, as they would say, short on stature. He may have been actually short. He may have been totally disliked. We don't know. But he did get himself up a tree. And he got himself up a tree because of what he did in his life. Jesus gets him down. An interesting situation where Jesus says to him, you, pure and clean, come down here. I'm going to have lunch with you at your place. What did that to the people? When they looked at him, everybody complained. Can you believe it? This guy is supposed to bring salvation to us. And what's he do? He invites himself into the house of the worst guy in town. Well, I guess this is going to put Jesus to the test. Why not take the worst guy in town and show the whole town that if I can bring salvation to this guy, I should be able to bring salvation to all. Well, that's not the way they saw it at the beginning. It's not the way you usually see it. But when we look at it, we do see the possibility that, hey, if he's going to go to the worst of people and turn their lives around, maybe salvation is something I can get into. But it's not a salvation where, okay, Jesus, you're my Lord and Savior. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Now I know I'm going to heaven. No. The salvation Jesus brings to Zacchaeus is he's going to turn his life around completely. Not just saying the right words, but doing the right thing. There is a pastor, the late David Steele, who was the pastor in Los Gatos. And Marilyn's familiar with these books. For a while, that's all you heard at Lake Tahoe and other conferences and things, is another of the poems that David Steele wrote. And he wrote one about Zacchaeus. And I've always wondered, what did Jesus say to him while they were eating lunch? Well, David imagined some. When he got him down out of the tree, and everybody was saying, say, we wanted Jesus to come to our house, but now he's planning to eat with that louse. Zach serves a fine meal, he's a very good cook, but heavens to Betsy, the man's a crook. We just don't believe Jesus, who's pious and prim. I don't think Jesus was so prim or anything like that. I think he was a real guy. Shouldn't be messing around with a person like him. But Jesus said, it won't matter whether people approve. Let's go have lunch together. After they ate, Jesus said, Zach, I found that you are not the most popular person around. You're selfish and mean, and you cheat people too. Why do you suppose that you act as you do? I'd like to be nicer, said Zach, if I could, but I have to admit I'm really no good. People don't like me much when I meet them or greet them. Since they won't be my friends, then I might as well cheat them. That's nonsense, Zacchaeus, said Jesus, it's bunk. When God makes a person, God doesn't make junk. There's a wonderful man inside you, said the Savior, but you won't let him out with your dreadful behavior. Now you could become a great guy today if you wanted to give it a try. Zacchaeus thought hard. You could see him decide. Then he leaped from his chair and hurried outside. There were his neighbors, the whole angry bunch, waiting for Jesus to finish his lunch. Friends, said Zacchaeus, I've gotten quite rich by cheating you all. But now I'm going to switch. I've been wrong and I see I've been mistaken, so I'm giving you back 4 times what I've taken. I'm going to be different. And just to make sure, I'll give half of my money away to the poor. From now on, I'm acting the way that I should. And he started to smile, because he felt pretty good. He remarked, thank you, Jesus, for helping me see there's a very good person that really is me. Well, of course, those folks wondered, just like people do, if all Zach had promised would really come true. But it did, so no one would ever deny that Zacchaeus had turned out to be a nice guy. And we really should add, before the story ends, that soon old Zacchaeus had plenty of friends. They said, it's funny, but we think somehow Zach has started to grow. He seems much bigger now. But he was still short, like he'd been at the start. What those people saw now was the size of his heart. Avis does good work. So if you ever want to buy God Has a Sense of Humor, Created Aardvarks, Orangutans, and Me. That was the first of his books. There are three others. And in memory of David, I recommend them to all of you. So this conversion that Jesus is interested in for all of us, this is not just saying we like you, Jesus, so we'll want to follow. It's changing your whole life. You've cheated somebody, make an atonement sacrifice, as in the Jewish tradition they all had to, supposedly all had to do. Be honest, be changed, be different. Lead your life in a new way. There's a story about King Ferdinand who visited a prison. And as he walked through the prison, of course, all the prisoners were wanting to be given leniency or released by King Ferdinand. And he stopped to talk to a lot of them. And asked them, why are you here? Oh, I'm here for theft, but I didn't do it. I'm innocent. I never did it, O King. Let me out, please. And every one that he went to said, I'm in here for setting a fire to a neighbor's house because I was mad at him, but I really didn't do it. And every one of them complained, proclaimed, I'm innocent. Ferdinand went on and looked into a cell, found a guy huddled in the corner who hadn't even come to the door. And he said, you, sir, why are you here? He said, well, I was desperate. I stole a few things so I could make ends meet, and they caught me, and I'm guilty. King Ferdinand went to the jailer, said, let that man out. Let him out quick, because I don't want a crook like that interacting with all these innocent people here in jail and leading them astray. How hard it is for us to really admit where we need to grow, admit where we need to do better, admit that there is a way of life that Jesus is calling us to, not just to believe in him, but to live our lives as if we do. And to be the kind of change in our society that he would like to see. It's amazing, that's a great phrase. Be the world in yourself, be the world you want to see. You'd think some Christian author would have come up with that. 25 extra points for anyone who knows who penned that little phrase. I've seen a lot of pastors use it on their letterhead at the bottom of their letters to congregations. That's from Mahatma Gandhi. Be the change you want to see in the world. Well, that's what Jesus was saying anyway. Zacchaeus, you can't just say that you like me, you want to have lunch with me. Now that we've had lunch, we're supposed to be on an even plane in this culture, so you've got to go out and live life right. Did he? Did he ever? It's amazing that he actually gave back four times what he had cheated from each people, each of the persons out there, and he gave half of what he had to the poor. Can you imagine how long and how much this situation had occurred and how much he had taken from all of them? And he got away with it. Well, he got away with it to the point that he had a lot of money. He had a beautiful house. He had status with the Roman government, but nobody would talk to him. When we go out into the world, let it be a world where we go out and show people by the way we live, by the way we are concerned to see changes in our society around us, by the way we vote on election day, by the way we do anything, by the way we share what we have. Let it be a living and a sharing to the end that through our living and sharing, we are becoming the world we want to see. Amen.
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 And for our affirmation of faith, we'll sing this time, What Wondrous Love Is This?
sleep.